This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth week of middle spring. It's full moon week for the cows switching their tails moon, and it's the first week of the sun in Taurus. I've been thinking about the simple phenology principles I put together several years ago, one of them being that if something in nature happens once, it will probably happen again. Without which supposition, no one really could make any sort of plans. But looking back over my notes, the most obvious principle might be that if something happens once in nature, it has probably happened before. Well, for example, the wild phlox and bluebells that grace the woods now are flowers with a history. Uncertainty about the future that accompanies climate change does not affect what's already happened. If the present is tentative and the future is in grave danger, at least their antecedents are not. And so the enjoyment of what happens in this instant, like leafing skunk cabbages and blossoming nodding trilliums, those things, all that, has deep roots in time and need not be dismissed as threatened or ephemeral. The past, at least, is not undone. I look deeply into the repeating mirror of recollection that recreates near identical images and happenings back and back, not only through the years of my lifetime, but so far beyond, hundreds of years, into an imagined infinity of flowers. And so I can be here in all of time, firmly settled in the passage, no matter what lies ahead. So I depend not only on the likelihood that spring will come again, because it's coming now. I depend on the certainty of all the springs that ever were. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of late spring. In the meantime, the future, the present, the past, it's all good news.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.